This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Have you supported Joy this radiothon? Time is running out and the time is now. With just 2 weeks to go, we're around $60,000 away from reaching our much-needed target.
Come on, people!
Exactly. Your support is vital to keep us on air. We still need Joy and Joy still needs you. Head to joy.org.au to sign up and renew your membership or to give your tax-deductible donation to Joy. But do it before June 30 for a chance to win. Joy 94.9, your voice, your radio station. You're listening to Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine, and we played Grace Jones, Ring of Fire.
Ring of Fire, the Johnny Cash classic. I know.
Can you believe Grace Jones doing a version of that?
Of course you can.
I just had to play it when I found it. So there you go.
I still, every time I think of Grace Jones now, still think of at the Queen's Jubilee out the front of Buckingham.
Yes.
And she did Slave to the Rhythm of one of those, but she did had a hula hoop, and she did the hula hoop for the whole song.
And apparently, I mean, the commentary where around that was that she's one of Prince Charles's favourite, performers, and that's why she was there.
God, so, I can't believe that he would like somebody as interesting as her.
Now, speaking of interesting, nice segue there, David.
I can't wait to hear this story. Now, it's wonderful.
We've got Brittany Leslie, who's here, and she's doing a show. Actress?
I'm an actress.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's how the titles, I'm sure, Brittany.
Well, cabaret performer.
Actress.
Exactly.
One and the same.
You're doing a show called Bourbon Street to Broadway.
Yes.
So welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Now, as always, and we're picking up an accent, funnily enough.
Yes.
What's your background? Where are you from?
Well, I'm originally from Mobile, Alabama. Yes, but my journey sort of took me around the U.S. So I talk about in my show where I have lived in the U.S. and what landed me here. Actually.
And so were you a performer over there?
Yes. So I worked for companies like Lil Walter's New World Company and some other theatre companies there.
So when did it all start for you? You know, like as a little kid? Or?
Oh, for sure. I say that I came into this world a born performer, but I didn't start getting paid for it until I was a little bit older.
Yeah. So you weren't a child star or anything like that?
No. I mean, I did do my fair share of pageants, but...
What was that like? Was, you know, like...
I actually really liked it.
You
like,
did?
You see this
It wasn't too bitchy or anything?
Oh, I mean, no more bitchy than musical theatre, let's be honest. But, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and so you had a stint in musical theatre as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And because it's so huge, musical theatre in America, but it is here in Melbourne as well.
It's massive. I feel like it is so big in Melbourne. I feel like the community here is so lucky to have such a beautiful industry.
Yeah.
I've been so impressed.
So how did you end up here?
Well, that's what my show is about. But I will say that there is a boy.
So a Melbourne boy?
A Melbourne boy. Well, a Ballarat boy.
Right.
Who ended up in Melbourne and landed me here as well.
So, right. Yeah. And did you meet him here or did you meet him overseas?
We met in Orlando, Florida.
Right.
Yeah. And then met again in New York City. And that's sort of where our story started.
Right. Okay. So why, you know, like obviously you moved for love.
Yes.
A big thing to move to the other side of the world.
It really is.
Why didn't you try to force him to move there?
he made it very clear from the start that that was not an option. So I said, okay, I'll just move across the world. It was a lot more of an adjustment than I was expecting.
Why? Because are we that much different to...
Not really, but I just found small things, you know, hard to adjust to, like even ordering a coffee. I would say, I just want a coffee. They're like, what kind? I'm like, just a coffee.
But that English people have a problem there because they just think all coffee is just a flat. Why, that's changing a lot now.
Yeah.
But, you know, like I used to have a cafe years ago and English people would come in and say coffee and you go, yeah, what kind? And they go, a coffee.
Just a coffee.
Like, just a coffee. No, it's not just a coffee here.
Especially in Melbourne.
Yeah.
You know, like, what about leaving parents behind and siblings and friends? And
oh, look, it was not easy. But I think with technology these days, you know, Skype and FaceTime, it's really easy to stay in contact. And I love Melbourne. I feel so lucky to live here.
Yep.
So.
It is a very special city.
Yeah.
Especially on a day like today. Oh. How long have you been here?
Just over 6 years.
Right, okay. Yeah. So still settling in a bit.
Yeah, I think so.
And when did you decide, did you arrive here knowing that you would be a performer?
Yes, 100%. I mean, I left a performer. I came here hoping to be a performer. It's obviously difficult to find work in the industry here, but...
What, because you're an outsider?
I think so, and I think there's so many talented people here. But what Melbourne does have is this very supportive, independent theatre community. So when you do your own project, I've found that people just come out and love to see what you have to show. And so I've felt really lucky in that regard.
You must have picked up allies along the way within the industry, and you know, like, which is obviously very important to do that. Did you have to find that you had to actually change your approach to being an actress, a singer, a performer?
Yeah, actually. It's very different in America. I think you show up at your auditions and you have this almost act that you're putting on and you're wearing a full face of makeup. And for me, you're dressed like you're going to like a gala. And now I've noticed that in Australia, it seems to be a little bit more relaxed and people want to just know who you really are rather than this sort of facade that you're putting on. So that definitely has been an adjustment for me.
Yeah. And what about the, you know, like that whole process, you know, like going to auditions as in, you know, is it just as hard to get into a show here?
I think it's harder because I just think it's such a concentrated community of talent and pool of talent here. And not as much work as you have in America because you have, you know, all the regional theatre that people have access to and all the theme parks and stuff like that, whereas here it's just, you know, the professional shows that you have here and you've just got all these beautifully talented people. So I do think it's more difficult here.
And so you're putting your own show on here in this instance. Is it the first time you've done this?
No, I actually did this show 3 years ago, but I just didn't feel like I was done with it. And I felt like there were a few holes that I needed to fill in and I have now. And I think it's a show that I'm really proud of and excited to show people for sure.
Are you going to take it on the road? Or?
I hope so, yes. Judging from the interest this time, I definitely think that's a possibility.
And what is that? You know, like, would it be to, you know, like, a different fringe festivals?
Yeah, Hoping Fringe,
Adelaide Fringe is such a big one. We've got Jason who, because we haven't mentioned Adelaide today on the show.
No, first change.
Yeah, because I'm originally from Adelaide.
Oh, there you go.
And Jason's from Adelaide as well, just moved to Melbourne a year and a half ago. You know, because you can do it. But it's a risk.
It is a risk, but yeah, it's definitely on the list. I mean, I think you haven't really given it a good crack unless you've tried Adelaide.
Oh, look at that terminology, a good crack.
There you go, I'm learning.
And I also have picked up with your accent that you can tell that there's a Southern belle there, but there's certain words, are you picking it up, Neil, that there's a lot of Australian slang?
Here a little while
I know,
now, so
it's bizarre. I have this weird hybrid accent of Southern and Australian, and it's weird.
And I'm assuming that when you go home, your family will probably notice it more so than anybody
like,
else.
They're like, Australian now. I don't hear it, but people do seem to pick it up.
Yeah.
I work with kids, so I think that when you work with kids, maybe you...
you pick
change things, or you pick things up to communicate.
And what's it like when you open your mouth and you speak here in Australia? Do people just automatically think that maybe you're a tourist here on a holiday?
I get a lot of, are you Canadian? I think people are scared to ask if you're American, but or people say, what you just said, your accent is becoming a bit more subtle and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, it's wonderful that you're living here now and giving us another sort of dimension for a theatre. You're performing at Butterfly Club.
Yes.
Is this your first time there?
No, I have been there previously
the show.
The show and one other show. It's my favourite venue to perform at in Melbourne. I just love it so much.
Yeah.
Your grandmother's house, but in like an amazing way. I just love it.
Yeah, well, it's so crazy, isn't it?
It's so crazy.
How eclectic it is, the decor.
But it's such an intimate venue, and I feel like you can really connect with your audience there.
And doing your own show, Brittany, is that something that you've always wanted to do, or is coming to Melbourne and finding it difficult to do other things sort of forced your hand a little bit to do that?
I've always wanted to, but exactly. I think moving here and not finding work straight away kind of went, all right, you need to step out of the box and try something new. And that's what I did. And I feel like a better performer because of it.
Now, the show is called Bourbon Street to Broadway. So you're starting off, you know, like it's pretty much a travel doc of American music. Is that right?
It's Broadway music, show tunes. Bourbon Street is...
Well, that's in New Orleans.
It is, but my Bourbon Street is actually in Mobile. Yeah. So it actually starts on my street in Mobile, Alabama, which was Bourbon Street, but not the one that obviously most people are going to identify with.
Right.
A lot of the Broadway songs we've given kind of a jazzy twist, so that kind of... is another element.
And what sort of songs are you doing? Yeah, because Broadway songs there's so much.
Some contemporary stuff, some Gershwin, some classics from a show like Annie, Thoroughly Modern Millie, and basically I use these songs to interweave and intertwine my story. So
they relate to the story.
Right. So it's like a personal musical, I guess.
Right, and because you can do that with songs, can't you? You can pick something that, you know, like, and especially out of musicals where they relate to everyday life, and you can relate it to your story.
Yeah.
So was it fun discovering these songs, you know, like going through hundreds and hundreds, and you would have found songs that you didn't know as well because you're not all that old.
Yeah, for sure. And I think this time, the second time around, I've had even more fun because I now have the confidence to sort of step again outside of the box and try some new things and find some stuff that really fits into the story. And a lot of people that have seen the show previously, almost they come up to me and ask if I wrote all the songs. That's how well they intertwine. I'm like, no, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish I wrote them all. I'd be very wealthy.
But just finding those songs would have taken you a long time. And that personal journey, as you said, because it matches so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. Okay, so when do you start?
The 28th of June, Wednesday.
And it's only for 5 nights?
5 nights.
Right.
At 7 p.m. at the Butterfly Club.
Right.
And runs through to the Sunday the 2nd of July.
Yep. And, of course, you just go online to the Butterfly Club. Yep. Everyone would know how to do that. And what's it called again?
Bourbon Street to Broadway.
Right. And, thank you so much for coming in. And thank you for living in our fair city.
Thank you for having me in the city and here.
Brittany, thank you so much for coming in. It's Bourbon Street to Broadway. It's a musical journey of a Southern Belle's adventure across the world from the 28th of June for 5 nights only at the Butterfly Club. Book tickets now. You're on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.